Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Pei Hei, Shabbos 85. And today's Daf Yomi, we start on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the bottom of 84b talks about the idea of the Kuayes Rayim, of the prohibition, rabbinic prohibition of mixing different seeds together. So the Mishnah says, Minayo Aruga, how do we know that if there's a bed of vegetables, she shisha al shisha tefachim, that is six tefachim by six tefachim, six hand breaths by six hand breaths, shazorim betora chamisha zaronin, that you're allowed to plant within it the, you're allowed to plant five different types of seeds there. And even though we do that, there's not going to be the prohibition of mixing together these different seeds. So the Mishnah explains, arba al arba ruchos haruga, that you're going to plant four different seeds on the four different sides of the bed of vegetables, one on north, south, west, and east, va'achas ba'emtza, and the one in the middle. And the reason why you're able to do this is because even though we say that it's going to, the one seed is going to receive nourishment from the other seed, it needs to be within 1.5 tefachim. So therefore, in order to do that, but that's only by the biblical prohibition of kolei hakerem, by the seeds of the vineyard. But here, since this is a rabbinic prohibition of kolei hazrayim, so therefore, just regular vegetables, so therefore, as long as there's a distinction between them, and we know that they're not together, and here there's going to be a distinction at the end of each row, then it's okay, even though they're within that proximity. However, the one in the middle, which is going to be three tefachim apart, that needs to be three tefachim apart, because otherwise there is no distinction, because there's no natural marker. And the Gemara and the Mishnah cites a verse, ki ka'art totzi simcha, just like the land produces forth its produce, neged zeru eha tatzmiach, and corresponding to its seeds you shall flourish. It will flourish. Zaru namar, it doesn't say its seed, ela zeru eha, its seeds in the plural. So the Gemara asks, my mashma, how do we know that this refers to five seeds that are coming forth within six tefachim? So says Rabbi Yehuda, the verse is referring to five seeds, because it states in the verse, ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha, like a lamb producing forth its produce. Totzi refers to one, tzimcha refers to another one, haritre, that's two. Zeru ela is in the plural, its seeds, that refers to four. Ha'arba, tatzmiach, chad, and then it says tatzmiach will produce, that is five. So that's how we know that there are five seeds. But ask the Gemara on the top of 85a, and says the Gemara, v'kimu rabbana, and the rabbis have this principle, they established that there were chamisha b'shita lo yanki me'adati, that five of these seeds, it's possible to plant them within six tefachim, a bed of fields that were six tefachim by six tefachim, and they won't be nourished from each other, and therefore won't be prohibition of mixing together seeds. So ask the Gemara, minoa and the kimu rabbana milsi, where do the rabbis get this expertise? How are the rabbis so expert in the land that it was clear to them that you, that with respect to these matters, you can know that it's not going to be nourished from it? Gemara explains, what do we do with the verse that states in Deuteronomy chapter 14? Chapter 19, verse 14, do not move the boundaries which the earlier ones had established. That technically speaking, the literal explanation of this is that if you have a boundary marker of a friend near you, you're not going to move it back as a way to increase your property. But the Gemara understands that it means, that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is saying in the name of Yochanan, that means something else. Because why does it say this extra words that the earlier ones had established? Let's say they didn't establish, you can move their boundaries? No, so it means, Gvul shegavu rishonim wo tasik. So the Gemara is asking, is saying that which the boundaries, the laws that the earlier generations had established, you're not allowed to violate. And what is this? Who are these earlier ones who established this expertise in this manner? So about what is the level in which one seed can be nourished from another? Who are these earlier generations? So says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Dersiv. It states with respect to Bnei Seir, who dwelt in the land of Edom before Esav conquered it. Elu Bnei Seir, Hachori Yoshvei Aretz. These are the Bnei Seir, the Chori who dwelt in the land. So the Gemara asks the question, Atukuli Alma Yoshvei Rikiyon. You know, you think everybody else didn't dwell in the land, they dwelt in the ocean. Everybody dwelt in the land. Why does it call them the Yoshvei Aretz, those who dwell in the land? So it means, Shahayu Kiyon B'Yeshuva Shoharetz, that they were experts in the settlement of the land, that they understood what was appropriate to plant in every part of the land, Shayu Omrim, because they used to say, Melo Karnazeh, take this measuring rod, and its fur, Lazayas, that this amount is good for an olive tree, Melo Karnazeh Lekfanim, this is good for grapevines, Melo Karnazeh Leteinim, and this is good for figs. And also, the Chori, why does it call them Chori? Shemericha Mesarets, they used to smell the land in order to know which part of it was good. And why does it, and also, why does it call them the Chivi? Says Rav Papa, Shayu Tominus Arts Ke Chivya, that they used to taste the earth like a snake, just like a snake could eat earth and know, and when they, just like a snake ate earth and it was sustained, they would be able to taste the earth and they would know whether or not it was whether it was being used for the right planting. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Chori, why were they called Chori? Because Shinasu B'nei Chorin Minechsein, that when Esav captured them, they became freed of their possessions. But we see from here that the Torah bases its position on this principle, that the laws of the Torah are based upon the principles that were established within the nourishing of the land from the earlier nations there. And so we see from here that even when it comes to matters of Torah, under certain conditions, you can rely upon that which is established by the nations of the world as the terms of the vegetative crops or the science that they've established. You can rely upon it for certain rulings.